Welcome into this carrier update. Donnie, you kind of hinted at it. We are going to look at your lane today. We're going to look at Rock Island, Illinois. It's a market that maybe doesn't get a ton of love from us, but maybe it should in some senses because it's grown.
It's grown. It typically has higher rejection rates. It's just West Chicago.
Yep. So those truly
Chicago companies that may not be all the way in Chicago, they're probably in this market. And the reason I brought up it's showing up. It's been there all year long as well. Lots of blue around the Rock Island and some decent volumes. But is it worth going to? Well, the answer is yes. It's because it's so...
Looking at it now
and seeing this, it's close enough to Chicago to make it... That Chicago has a big influence on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what? Before we actually go into these, I want you to go one slide forward.
Forward.
Chart forward. Here we go. All right. Chicago to Atlanta. Spot rate, 270.
Yep.
All right. Go back to the chart that we're with. Rock Island to Atlanta, 265. So, point being is, with them being so close together, it has a lot of influence. And so the rates might be, you might find comparable rates within a few miles on the same lanes if you can find the same loads out of Rock Island. Meaning, if you're west of Chicago, you may not have to deadhead all the way into Chicago if you're looking for loads. Look at some of these surrounding markets here. Now, right off the bat, a lot of green.
A lot of green.
1.5, 1.3, 3 percentage points, these rates going up. Week over week, down going to California. California, Los Angeles, $1.49 a mile.
It's getting cheaper to go to California, which is a scary thought, at least right now.
Yeah, and this is, you know, that, and that's even going to get worse when we get out of the prime season.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, when we get out of prime season, it may go up a little bit because they're going to need trucks to get out to California, and people are going to have to, they're going to have to pay people more. But going to Harrisburg, PA, 277. So if you're in Harrisburg and send it back to Rock Island, you know, I'd bring my truck back at 277 for sure. Indianapolis, 340. Well, that's, you know, about nine, you know, a little over 900, you know, $1,000 for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's $1,000.
That's a good lane that you could run back and forth. You could probably only make one turn a day. If you can bring in a grand, just be going between these two, you'd be doing good. Of course, you're still going to go through Chicago. Again, Atlanta, 265. If you're in Atlanta and you're going to bring a truck back from Rock Island at 265 a mile for a spot rate, that's not a bad spot rate. I mean, we're seeing a little bit more and more over 250 right now. Now, in 30 days, that's going to be rough.
Yeah.
The 30 to 90 days after that. Memphis, Tennessee, 238. Not great because we've seen some of these above it, but still 527 miles at 238. If this is my backhaul, if I get a good rate going in from Memphis, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City, 268 for 360 miles. That's a little short. I'd like this to be just a little bit better. So the answer to that might be a no.
Yeah, I mean, when you've got, I mean, as you say, you look at it in comparison to Indianapolis where it's 340. I mean, you're talking almost
72 cents.
Yeah, 72 cents, and the difference is, what, 58 miles? It's not enough to offset it.
Rock Island to Dallas, 236. No,
because you know what Dallas is going to be. It's going to be $2.
You don't average 215 a mile between the two.
Yeah.
Hopefully, unless you live in Dallas, if I lived in Dallas, I'd be packing my stuff up moving this year. But unless I lived in Dallas, I'm going to be avoiding that market.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle, 213, and of course, Los Angeles, 149. But we see how it's reacting. It's very similar to a Chicago market without going into Chicago. And if you're going to stay and run west of Chicago, maybe look at these Rock Islands out to Sioux City or Sioux Falls or
Fargo,
Omaha or Fargo, yes. And then you may not have to go all the way into Chicago and get in all that traffic and mess with all this. This could be a better market for you to try to operate out of.
It may allow you to make more turns more often, right? Because if you can... We looked at that,
4 hours of sitting in traffic.
Yeah, we looked at that Fargo to Chicago. What is it, 560 miles? I mean, if you move west just a little... And shorten it now, maybe sub 500 or right at 500. Maybe you can make that and then start. Well, you can at least get all the way there and probably unload it. You can load, drive,
and
unload, and still be ready for the next morning. So, Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We'll be sure to check in with you again on Thursday. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee and Anthony.